the dark side of the internet, some would say, erupting with an announcement by a hacker group that it had hacked into servers at NASA, the Pentagon, the Federal Reserve, General Dynamics, the European Space Agency, and others. The group calls itself Ghost Shell. And it's released, it says, 1.6 million hacked usernames and passwords from the organization's employees.
A little while ago, Dimitri sat down with WTOP national security correspondent J.J. Green to find out what is known tonight.
This is an organization that is a spinoff of the anonymous hacktivist group. They call themselves Team Ghost Hell. And they said, essentially, that they were going to dig into these servers, pull out these passwords, and post them to show just how vulnerable these organizations were and to show just how good this organization is. They say they have 1.6 million government passwords, and that is not just in the U.S. It also involves the space agency from Europe. It also involves companies in the U.S. So it involves something like a grab bag or a wide range of different types of organizations that are related in some way to the U.S. government or the military.
You pointed out that they want to prove a point here. Is there any reason to believe they're going to use these passwords for bad, to hurt someone?
There's always the possibility that they could use these passwords, and these passwords could find themselves into the domain where they are misused. But they said that the reason why they did this was to protest the UN's discussions that are going on in Dubai this week regarding taking more control of the internet. The Russians and the Chinese are saying they believe that more control over internet content is necessary. They believe the UN is the right body to have that conversation before the U.S. is there. And interestingly enough, the U.S. delegation there agrees with this hacking group that more control by countries who already are very strict on the internet would lead to abuse. So it's interesting that they would hack the U.S. because they agree on this point.
I suppose we shouldn't let our imaginations get the best of us. You hear the Pentagon is hacked, NASA is hacked, and you start thinking, I don't know, they'd take control of a jet fighter or a drone, something like that.
Yeah.
Anything approaching that level of danger?
Absolutely not. I mean, in fact, in this particular case, this is just a demonstrative act by this organization to show that they could do it. When you look at some of the situations in the past where massive hacks have taken place, there have been situations where tens of millions of passwords have been hacked into at one time. This is 1.6 million. Now, for those each of those 1.6 million people, it's a problem, but it's certainly nothing on the scale of what's been done in previous hacks in the past.
What's being done about this?
Organizations like Battelle, which is a charitable organization that is involved in research and specifically has a cyber project underway, and think tanks and companies all over the country are getting together now and talking about a doctrine. They are pushing the government towards a doctrine, saying we need to have some marching orders in case attacks like these, which are more annoyances than anything, turn into destructive attacks that can cause some serious problems for us. And we don't have this doctrine. These businesses and think tanks are getting together and trying to put together some salient language to send to the White House and to send to the Congress to basically force them to get on their horse and stop dancing around this issue of cyber before something catastrophic happens.
Because hacking into the Pentagon, that's just not supposed to happen. You're not supposed to be able to do that. Maybe you and the people that you speak with every day in the national security realm, maybe you don't bat an eye. But I think somebody might say, what is going on here when the Pentagon can be infiltrated that way?
Yeah, the folks who aren't familiar with this, who don't hear this every day, would probably be alarmed about this with good reason. At any point, at any time, when the Pentagon or some agency like NASA is hacked or some other government agency is hacked, there is reason to be concerned about it. This particular situation, on its face and by the admission of the organization, does not appear to be that serious of a situation. However, there is more to be learned about it, and as we stay on it, we'll determine whether or not it is a serious situation.
That's WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green.